eatfree. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here. And we are bringing you extensive coverage of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. Every time this gentleman joins us, it's a real thrill because he is the king of podcasting. He's an author, and he's a true car guy. Adam Carolla, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Thanks, Bob. Great to be back.
Well, number one, congratulations on the book. It's doing extremely well.
New York Times bestseller list. Unbelievable. Functionally illiterate. Started my career cleaning carpets in the San Fernando Valley, and now straight, I was going to say to the top of the New York Times bestseller list, but straight to the middle, number 8 out of 15.
Well, that's pretty damn good, to say the least. And, you know, for a guy that hasn't read a whole lot of books, you've actually written a book. How'd you pull that one up?
Well, yeah, I must say, speaking of cars, the bulk of the reading that I've done in my life has been car magazines and reading statistics and 0 to 60 and, you know, curb weight and all that kind of stuff. Not sure why they need to put the word curb in front of weight. They could just put weight. I wouldn't be confused. Jeez, how much is that? What's that Dodge Stratus? How much does that weigh? 3,700 pounds. Oh, wait a minute. There's no curb. By the way, Bob, well, how much do you weigh?
About 140.
140 pounds, but you didn't put the word curb in front of it. So I'm confused.
It doesn't count.
I need the word curb.
Oh, how about I love the Newton meters, too, the Germans with all that fancy talk.
Took me a while to figure out. Out, and I'm still surprised a lot of guys don't know this, but I was like, 0 to 62. 0 to 62, what an odd number. And then I realized, 100 kilometers. That's what the 2
yep.
of the 0 to 60 is. But yeah, my book. Yeah,
it's un-American, though. 0 to 60 is what it should be. This should be a worldwide order.
I agree. And listen, you folks, you communists over there driving in Europe, you just do 0 to 92 kilometers or whatever it works out to be, 89 kilometers, whatever, but we go 0 to 60.
That's
zero
right.
To 62. Although 0 to 100 kilometers just feels satisfying. Anyway, the book, it's all about the metric conversion from standard to metric, and it's a fascinating read. For anyone who doesn't know the difference between a 12-millimeter socket and, let's say, a 9/16 socket, you're going to be riveted by this book. Very fast read.
The book is called In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks and Other Complaints of an Angry Middle-Aged White Guy. We could have collaborated on this because I'm very angry, too. The whole world has gone nuts.
I concur, and we are sort of sitting around and watching it happen. And ultimately, I blame us. Because the lawyers and the do-gooders and the soccer moms, given the chance, will essentially... It's about... Think of Nazi Germany in the early to mid-30s. And we're just a nice... We're just a nice German couple. We don't have any beef with the Jews. We don't mind the guy with the crazy mustache. But he's starting to make some crazy comments and rumblings, and he's burning a few books. You know what we're doing? Not our problem. Sit back and relax. Enjoy a little more strudel. Just relax. It's all going to blow over one day. And before you know it, Dresden's on fire.
Exactly. I mean, there are so many scurry things going on. Like you say, I mean, kids today, when you and I were growing up, we'd be out the street playing football, baseball, wrenching on cars, all that stuff. Kids today, you know, doing the internet stuff, doing that texting. This texting stuff is driving me crazy. The LOL. I know you've got a line in the book about LOL.
Well, speaking of, I don't remember it. So I wrote the book a year ago, and I was pretty high. I've got to be honest with you. So was the ghostwriter. Well, he was drunk.
Good combination, actually.
A couple things about the kids, and I'm going to bring it around to cars for a second, because I know that's where our passions lie. I was talking to my wife, and, you know, my wife has been indoctrinated in this whole L.A. thing, and, you know, oh, my God, God forbid, she says, you know, get the kid some water, and I go to the tap and turn the tap
on. Yes.
This stuff has to be imported from the French Alps, and, you know, blessed by friars, otherwise cannot pass the palate of my young child. I was like, listen, I grew up on L.A. municipal water.
Exactly.
Look at me, I'm fine. Yep. Some tap water.
I know.
But no, the irony is the kid's belted in like an astronaut whenever it's in the car. The water's all being filtered. All the cows, you know, have to be massaged, and everything has to be free range and organic and blah, 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 blah. But meanwhile, the one thing that my wife has never thought of, and that most all these, you know, organic soccer moms have never thought of, and by the way, they're strapping a helmet onto the kid when the kid walks from the bedroom into the bathroom. A special helmet for that. But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, these are just rich white kids. They're not going to get shot in a drive-by. It's not like there's going to be an earthquake and they're going to be crushed under the unreinforced concrete block, cinder block room they're living in. Nothing. They have no dangers. They go to great school. They have all the health care in the world. But the most dangerous thing these kids can do is drive. And yet these parents, as soon as they turn 16, here's your learner's permit, here's your car, go have a good time.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, why not send these kids through a driving school?
So true.
One day, $89, you know, whatever. Head down to the local, whatever. Bob Bondurant, whatever. It doesn't have to be a four-day exclusive. You know, they're not cops. They're not security guards, you know. They're not chauffeurs driving the president around. Just one day of here's what a car feels like when it starts getting a little bit loose. Here's how to correct it. Here's what, you know, here's a panic stop.
Yep.
Whatever. $100. You'd save more than that in insurance at the end of the year.
Yep.
And your kid would be safe on the road.
So
all these moms that are so concerned about their kids, the one chance these guys have of buying it, and they completely ignore that aspect of it, which just shows that all they want to do is argue over filtered water. They're not really interested in anything.
That is so true. My dad was a public health inspector in Massachusetts for 42 years. And
my dad, too.
And he went to many a plant, and it was
really?
The water was going right into the bottle out of the tap. You know, and,
really?
And people were slapping the labels on.
Wow.
Yes, that went on. And speaking of...
And then your dad did a shoulder roll and drew his piece and then leaned into his shoulders like, no time for backup, I'm going in. I see some salmonella. I'm rolling on this one.
Exactly.
And then he'd pull the guy aside, the guy who had the hairnet on. He'd go, punks like you make me sick.
Got a whole TV show here.
Yeah.
Very good. And I'm a new dad.
And the siren on the roof of the car, the magnetic siren sideways. It was Gran Torino, customized, of course.
Exactly.
Health
that's right. Yeah. This is no Larry the Cable Guy health inspector. This is the real deal.
Doing that move where they punches out the plant manager and he goes into the pyramid of boxes inexplicably, just all the brand new unfilled cardboard boxes in the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm an old dad, first time, and you're right. I have a 7-week-old daughter. Strapping her in is like she's going to the moon. I mean, it is so freaking ridiculous.
I know. And then I get these arguments with my wife where it's like, oh, for the love of Christ, can we get them in the booster seats already? Because the full harness thing is just too much. And it's like, well, they have to be 42 inches tall or way more than. And I'm like, oh, just put them in the. My dad had a VW ragtop. And I don't mean a convertible. I mean back in the day where they literally had that weird canvas ragtop.
Yeah, remember it. Yeah.
Sort of a huge convertible.
Yeah.
And you do this thing where it's like you go, and you pull this handle, and the thing lever would fold back.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you just have this huge opening in the roof of your car. By the way, like you need more wind whistling through your VW as it is. Like the thing already, you could already, your hair would be blowing back on the freeway with all the doors shut and the windows rolled up. And then I would just stand on top of the passenger seat. By the way, the back, not only no headrest, but the seat never even locked into place.
Yeah.
Just flat forward and flat back. And I would just stand there holding my hands up like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
you know, King
exactly.
of the world. And we'd go down Coldwater Canyon.
And that's the way it was.
Hey, it was that or Disneyland, you know, and then saved a few bucks.
I know. It's so true. I remember whoever that is, we'll hang up on them immediately.
Oh, how unprofessional.
Absolutely. Let's get rid of that.
That's my dad saying, stop talking crap. Going to get arrested.
Yeah, I remember a picture of me as a kid, too, like a full wooden crib in the back seat of the car.
Really?
Yeah, imagine that today. But nothing happened. We all grew up. So this is a really cool book.
Your listeners are going to love this book.
Today on The Long Drive, it's been called a game changer, the new Chevrolet Volt. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Everybody's talking about it. It's the first ever plug-in vehicle from General Motors. Chevrolet's Tony Paskowitz tells us all about the Volt.
They're coming real soon, guys. And the seven regions that we're going to be leading in are California, Texas, Michigan, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, and the Washington, D.C. area. So the Volts are coming. The gas engine that supports the Volt to provide it with its extended range capability like no other vehicle around there is a 1.4-liter engine. It's a four-cylinder, naturally aspirated, and it provides an additional 300 miles of range.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
every time this gentleman joins us. It's a real thrill. Adam Carolla. And you're doing so great on the podcasting side. Matter of fact, you won the big award, the iTunes Podcast of the Year for 2009. And you've started a whole franchise of podcasts.
Sure, yeah. We got a whole network going over there at AdamCarolla.com. Yeah, we got, well, we got the car show.
Yeah.
We got the CarCast show. We got my daily show. We have one for parents and one for movies and whatever you're into. We got Larry Miller does a weekly show. So we've been able to essentially attract some talent. We got a great sports show called Spider and the Henchman with John Sally. I think he has, I don't know, three or four NBA rings. We basically just created our own network.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And speaking of good stuff, you've also got some wonderful things going from time to time with Jay Leno. I see you on the Tonight Show as
sure.
a semi-regular there.
I'll be back on the 30th of December making more mirth with Jay, who has a new car, not a new car, but a new old car parked in his parking spot every single time. Every single time there's a
different car.
Every time.
I mean, he mixes it up. Sometimes it's a new car, sometimes it's a classic, or pretty much always a classic.
Yeah, well, it's mostly a classic, but he does some crazy stuff. And one of the last time I was there, he had a 55 Mercedes Gullwing that was beat. It was a beater.
Really?
And you never see those Gullwings. Like, there's one. If there's one car you see restored all the time, it's probably, you know, Ferrari 250 Lusso and Mercedes Gullwing are always pristine, always. So it's weird to see a total beater Gullwing. Big meatball, by the way, on the, I don't know if the guy raced it. He got it from some guy in the desert.
Wow.
Man in the desert for cheap. It's great when you're a rich guy and you buy Gullwing for 80 grand.
Yeah, absolutely. A little lunch money. Tell us about this cool DB9 that you have.
I have a DB9 that I got in Aston Martin Racing Green, as you should get it, with the red leather interior, which sounds hideous, but it looks marvelous. And I had my friend Chip Foose breathe on it a little bit and remove some of the junk that the Department of DOT decided was necessary for the car, like the side markers. And you really have to study the car to understand it, but the ones that they bring into this country have lights that go where the rear license plate is that are just big parts bin plastic pieces of crap. And in the Euro version, it's lit from up above. And I don't know why we can't have the lights there. But anyway, just a bunch of crap that we stick on.
Yeah.
These 2.5 mile an hour front license plate. It's literally a front bumper that's built into a license. It's a license plate. It's like good for 2.5 miles. It's just a bunch of crap that they never wanted us to have on the car. And
yeah.
I actually put it back, but I put a hood scoop in it too.
Good.
Well, it's a DB.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing about the DBs, I mean, you know, whether you're DB4, DB5, whatever.
They always scoop.
A massive hood scoop. And so you go ahead and make the next generation. I mean, I got to smack everyone all the time. But look, Aston Martin's a great company. I've toured their thing out in Galen or wherever it is. Beautiful. Everything's great. Where's my hood scoop? And so I put and everyone going, oh, you put a hood scoop. And it's sort of like the 550 Ferrari hood scoop. It's a little understated. And I actually had the designer of the car go, you put a, and I showed him my car and he went, hey, that looks good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I love the fact that you told me last time you took your XJR sedan and put the supercharged scoops on that, the little intakes. That was a cool job.
Well, why should the two-seater have the breather on the hood and I don't? And that's what jigsaws are for, Bob.
That's right. Absolutely.
I got a jigsaw out, baby, and I went to town.
I didn't realize you were a collector of Z's and some racing stuff. Tell us about that.
I've been really going bananas with the vintage Datsun race cars lately and doing a fair amount of vintage racing, maybe 2 or 3 events a year, which, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, but getting out to the track and, you know, getting all the equipment and finding the time is a little bit of a weekend. I've been racing Bob Sharp 610, which is kind of nice because the 510s are a dime a dozen. I have Paul Newman's 300ZX84 from the year he won the championship. I have just recently finishing just about done with a Bob Sharp 260Z Camel pace car for the GTU series or the IMSA series back in the day. I got a 510 2.5 Trans Am car that was sponsored by Valvoline. I have the first two BRE Datsun 2000 Roadsters ever built. I got the first one a few years ago. We put it back together and recently procured the second one. Found it somewhere. Ooh. Pointing at my buddy Matt because I told him about that. But I now am the proud owner of the first two BRE race cars.
Fantastic.
Ever produced. Everyone knows
yeah.
the iconic 510
yeah.
BRE and Pete Brock, such a legend. But these cars came before that. And the one, one of them was driven by John Morton, but and a Bob Leitzinger 280ZX, and I'm sure everyone's bored enough by now. But I love the old Datsuns. They're
yeah.
bulletproof. They hold up. They still look great.
They're fun.
You put them back in the
yeah.
old livery. You can drive the crap out of them. You
yeah.
don't have to work on them that much, and it's just fun racing.
Tell us about your Italian cars. I love the Lambos, and I know you've got a number of mirrors.
I have some of the old Lamborghini stuff. I got a Zolero. I have a couple of 400 2 plus 2 GTs and a 350 GT, which is basically the first Lambo ever built. Not, I don't have the first Lambo ever built, but the first production
mm-hmm.
car Lambo ever built, which a lot of people don't recognize and don't know. It's quite different than the ones with the wings and the flares and all the crap hanging off of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty austere. It's sort of streamlined.
Yeah.
It's sort of the antithesis. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at that 350 GT and you take a look at a, you know, Diablo
Countach,
or
yeah.
Countach or,
yeah.
or whatever, or Murcielago or what have you, just look at those two things.
Yeah.
You look at this car, you go, you can't believe it's the same
company.
Same car company.
Yeah.
But some of the earlier ones and then a couple of Miras in there, too.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the book. Everybody check it out. 50 years. In 50 years, we will all be chicks. And, of course, continued success with Ace Broadcasting and all the wonderful podcast stuff that you're doing. So what's your favorite thing at the show here so far? I know you just got here, but any particular vehicle you're looking forward to checking out?
Well, I'm going
to
go with you. Forget about the cars. I come for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, and no, I've not had a chance to kick around yet. I've seen the new Audi. Don't like the shape of the new fives, and that's about all I've seen so far.
Excellent.
I don't like the grills on the new Audis. Too big. They went too big.
Yeah.
But I won't say that when I'm interviewing.
Very good. The one and only Adam Carolla. Thanks for your time here today.
Thanks, Adam.
Driving down the automotive information superhighway at about 240. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's GetTheTea.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, alongside Robert Davis, Mazda's Senior Vice President of Product Development. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good to be back. Good to see you.
Great to see you as well. And last night you treated some select journalists to a really cool event. This venue is located right next to the Staples Center, which is a wonderful venue, home of the Lakers and the Los Angeles Kings and many concerts and other activities, and you guys took us to a hockey game. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to copy some of that success from up in Canada. Hockey's not my game. It doesn't burn enough fossil. Well, I guess the Zamboni machine did burn some fossil fuel, but it was fun. It was a nice change of pace.
Definitely. Well, speaking of burning fossil fuel and all things motorsports, how did you do this year? I know last year with your RX-8, you won a title. How did it go this year?
This year, not as successful myself. I mean, in the NASA championships, I was running fourth when I had a problem with my car. So I had a very rare DNF in my RX-8, which was only the second one of my career since I've been driving that car, and the other one was an accident. So, but we'll get it, and our team won one championship, but we'll get back on it and run it again next year. That's why you race them.
You know, one little factoid I always like to throw out there, and we've talked about it before, but it deserves repeating, and that's the fact that on a given weekend, there are more Mazdas racing here in this country than any other type of vehicle, and that's no small achievement, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the the attribute of the cars and the customers. We've got some great racers. We've got over 9,000 Mazda Speed Motorsports development team members, and they race everything from spec Miatas to Formula Atlantic cars and everything in between. And we're also working with the introduction of the Mazda 2. We're working on a Mazda 2 racing car. We had our first test last weekend at Button Willow, and the car did very well. And it was similar to the car that you saw at SEMA, the evil twin track car.
Yeah.
So we're expecting to try to come with another opportunity for folks to go to the track at a very affordable level and race a great car with the Mazda 2.
Excellent. And certainly another thing we should point out is the fact that the Miata, I mean, there is a car that not only is just an incredible legend in itself, the best-selling roadster of all time, but also just the number of Miatas on any given weekend participating in track events or autocross events. It just blows me away, Robert. And I know you really were the guy that spearheaded Mazda's involvement with motorsports and kind of entangling that with the brand's DNA. So hats off to you because, boy, there are so many folks having lots of fun each and every weekend.
Well, thanks, Bob. It wasn't me. Trust me. I do my part by buying a lot of crash parts for my own team. But Steve Sanders and his group have actually, in our competition parts division, deserve the credit because they've been hard at it for 22 years in growing the parts business from what was, the first time we measured it, about $20,000 worth of performance parts sold in a year. Now this year he'll be over $10 million. So,
wow.
And he does it with a staff of three people. And he does an absolutely great job, and that includes all the contingency and all the technical support and all the parts support. So it's very much the Mazda way, homegrown, be small but think big, deliver a great product to the customers, which they're outstanding at. It's a model for our whole company, actually. And but it's them. It's certainly not me, but I'll pass along their compliments to them.
Let's talk about something that's small but big, and that, of course, is a vehicle introduced here in Los Angeles. It's the Mazda 5, the all-new variant, and this is a car that has a small footprint, but, boy, it can carry a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're proud of it, the versatility and the unexpected surprises that the car delivers. You know, we launched this car in 2006 and basically created a segment in the U.S. It's a segment that's popular in other parts of the world. The car has been successful, over 100,000 sold since 2006, and we had modest expectations for it. It's exceeded those expectations. We just, in coming up with the change on the car and freshening the car, customers wanted a couple things. They wanted more power, so we're giving them a 2.5-liter engine, what you drove in the Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6. Of course, we're Mazda, so we've got a 6-speed manual transmission for you if you want it, or a 5-speed automatic. Really spent a lot of time on the tuning of the shocks, and we went to a twin-tube setup on the dampers and springs and new sway bars, so I think you're going to really feel a refinement of the car, but it will comply with a rough road surface a lot better, but it'll have the right amount of body roll that you expect from us. We also really refined the interior quite a bit. People were wanting a higher grade interior with a higher level of refinement, and I think we've delivered that. And then at the show, we've shown our track version, the version that we'll use at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca to support the safety and medical people. So that was a fun project to work on, too. So put a loud exhaust and some big wheels and some graphic treatment. You know, we'll do that to any car at Mazda.
Absolutely. And you did, in fact, invent that segment, and it certainly is, you know, very convenient to have a small car that can carry a whole lot of stuff. From a designer's perspective, from an engineering perspective, I mean, it must be kind of challenging to be able to have such a configurable vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it's really challenging because to make it the style that you want it, and it's really the pinnacle of the Nagari design, and the last of our Nagari design as we move into Kato design, it's really a challenge to bring it forward and give a car a luxury feel at that kind of value. But it's pretty appropriate for what we do, and we're happy with it, and I think the customers will be too.
When does it go on sale, Robert?
The cars are going to be starting to arrive in January, so I would say real on sale date would probably be sometime in February or March.
Wonderful. Let's talk about design here at the LA Auto Show. An absolutely beautiful concept vehicle. I got a glimpse of it last night. I'm going to go back today and look at it more up close and personal. And, boy, I really like what I saw. Explain to our listeners about this wonderful classic car and its debut here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is the global public debut, a car we call Shinare. Shinare is a design direction for our new Kodo design theme. And it represents really the direction that we want to take the image of our product line. We're in the process of developing, and we'll be launching internally what we call our sixth generation of cars. And they're the group of cars that will use SkyActiv technology to develop and to drive fuel economy and CO2 changes that we need to in our industry. Shinare represents the design, what that's going to all look like, all the new platforms that we develop to go along with all the new powertrains. And it's really an evolution of Nagare. Nagare was all about flow and kind of natural flow, the way things flow in nature, whether that's sand in a sand dune or rock that's had water erosion over time. And the new design direction is more about tension and muscle, the ability to take nature and the way nature is athletic. And I think when the customers see it, they'll appreciate it. There's also, it's an evolutionary change, not a revolutionary change. So I think they'll see the old and the new, and it's a combination that we'll all like. And so far, the feedback's been very positive on the car.
Is this kind of a glimpse into the new face of Mazda? The new front fascia on this vehicle is quite a bit different from what we've seen from previous Mazda designs. Talk a little bit about that, Robert.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some active criticism over our front face look. That's okay. You know, styling is meant to be, if we designed cars that everybody would love, nobody would love them. So, yes, but Shinare is a design of the front feature of a Mazda. I can tell your listeners that, you know, the thing that they can count on from us is we'll be consistent, we'll be true to what we are. But this new design philosophy, I think, is a way to expand that and a way to allow our customers to even be more proud of the vehicle they drive.
Excellent. And folks can check it out. The world debut here at the LA Auto Show. Robert Davis, always a pleasure to spend time with you, my friend, and look forward to chatting with you again at Detroit is around the bend and all the other auto shows straight ahead.
Great. Thanks, Bob. We'll see you there.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of LA. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoke.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now, back to Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, alongside a gentleman I always look forward to chatting with. He is the Chief of Design for Jaguar. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Ian Callum. Ian, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Bob. Thank you. It's good to speak to you again.
Yes, definitely, and I've been so looking forward to seeing the vehicle that you guys unveiled at Paris just a little while back. And to be honest with you, I've been stuck here at my broadcast locale, so I haven't seen it in person yet. That's going to happen within the next couple of hours, but everybody's talking about it. It's the CX-75, and even Jay Leno has had a chance to drive it. Tell our listeners a little bit about your design goals for this supercar from Jaguar.
Well, we had the opportunity to do a concept car to really celebrate 75 years of Jaguar. And the nice thing about that was it doesn't predetermine what it should be. So the design team and I got together and decided what we'd like to do. And, of course, we all said we'll do a supercar. But, you know, it's important also that the supercar should have credentials that are appropriate to now. And we have some great technology on board in our research department using turbines to charge batteries. So this is an electric car, and it has four electric motors in it, one at each corner, one for each wheel, and it has batteries, of course. It'll go on a full charge for about 60 or 70 miles, which is, you know, what you'd expect. But then when the batteries run low, you charge it off two gas turbine engines, little miniature ones sitting in the back. And really a breakthrough in technology, the way these engines are made. Made from a company called Blade & Jets. And that really makes up the whole of the car. So it's about great style and great technology.
Let's talk about the style. Designing a supercar or a high-end sports car is quite a bit different than designing, let's say, a sedan, or even more, most recently, of course, you reinvented the iconic Jaguar XJ, and of course brought us the XF and the XK as well. But this is a different type of assignment. What were some of the goals? What were some of the things that you wanted to embody in the design of this vehicle?
Well, there's two points here. One is that doing a supercar like this is a lot more indulgent, so it's more about expressing the car in the purest way. I've been saying it's more like an art form than anything else, mm-hmm. and the visual is very important. But the challenge for me, I was very aware of the fact that we have a lot of supercars, mid-engine supercars around us, and I didn't want it to turn out like another generic supercar. and it'd been easy to fall into that trap. So we worked very hard to create something that I think aesthetically is quite special and quite different, and very Jaguar-like actually as well.
Let's talk about some of the styling touches that make it very Jaguar-like.
Well, I always say it's going to be great proportions, so we work very hard to get the best proportions possible. We put the cabin of the car more or less in the center, as opposed to the front or the rear. We've got some lovely features that come off the fuselage. The fuselage itself, of course, is very, very important as a part of Jaguar design language. You know, strong fuselage and offset by a much more delicate greenhouse or cabin. And that really is part of the Jaguar ethos. And we even do that in the XJ and to some point in the XF as well, but we've really emphasized that fact in this car. And from the fuselage emanate these very, very strong wheel arches which wrap around the wheels. And it's very classical in many ways. And the car that we allowed ourselves to be influenced by, unashamedly, was the XJ13, a car that most designers love, especially Jaguar designers.
Yes.
And we just kind of let that breathe over us while we're designing this to capture some of the spirit of that car.
Absolutely, and it is gorgeous, and certainly something that many folks are hoping will make into production form. But tell us a little bit about using the turbines. Did that influence your design in any way?
Yes, it did actually, because contrary to popular belief, you know, electric cars don't have to be boring. And what actually we found was, because the components are only connected by wires rather than anything mechanical, we've got more freedom with the package than ever before.
Yes.
And I'm almost looking forward to this next generation of cars we can do this with. And then the turbines, the charge of batteries can go almost anywhere as long as you get lots of air to them, so that kind of determines part of it. They sit right under the rear glass, almost showing off. You know, they're on show, they're beautiful objects, they really are. And I think that just gives the car that extra sense of exotic look and feel to have them sitting just under the glass. But the nice thing is they're very, very small. They're not imposing.
Let's talk about your recent success with the reincarnation, the reinvention of an icon, and that, of course, is the XJ. It's rolled out to worldwide acclaims from the media as well as great sales success. So, personally, that must make you feel quite nice.
Yeah, it's very satisfying. You know, when we set out in this car, I had a personal mission that one day I'd work on an XJ, and that goes back to when I was very, very young. But I understood that this car had to be very special, and so we broke some rules. One, we weren't going to do a traditional car. I don't think Sir William Lyons would have done one either.
Right.
And we really stretched the proportions of the cars, and we did some things in it which I believe to be correct for the graphics of the car, which were mildly controversial. But I'll tell you, it's working for us. People are starting to get it. I had a lovely letter from somebody the other day in Germany who was very sceptical about the design, and he said, I have to confess, you were right and I was wrong. So there's a little bit of satisfaction about that. So, but that's the story overall. When you see the car on the road, it has great presence.
Yes.
And I'm very satisfied with that. That for me is a real kick.
And again, the proportions are just so elegant, and also the interior design is so well done, and the innovative use of materials, too, that we've seen in the recent Jaguar products have been wonderful.
Yeah, we've really worked the materials up. Rather than ignore our traditional materials of wood and leather, we just worked them up into something much, much more special, much more evident, but in a modern way, of course.
I am definitely a fan of some of the touches that you've incorporated into some of the recent vehicles, including the drive touch system. I know at first a lot of folks were a little bit reluctant about that, but that seems to have been very much accepted by not only the public, but the media as well. And also, it seems like you've drawn inspiration a little bit from the electronics world in some of the lighting and some other effects that you've incorporated into many of your designs of late.
Yeah, the digital world that we live in now, it's very important we get that digital face up front inside the car, because that, to a lot of customers, spells the message of the car itself. It's about the technology, they need to see it. And on XJ, we got fully digital instrument cluster, for instance, which is quite unique. And you mentioned lighting, and I'm very keen that we use a sense of lighting to give atmosphere. It's very important. A Jaguar interior has lots of super atmosphere, and lighting is the one way to do that.
Absolutely. And it seems like as lighting technology continues to evolve, and we get smaller and smaller and more use of LEDs, it's going to open up even more of a creative platform for you.
It will, and you know, we're able to use lighting both interior and exterior in the car in a way we've never been able to do before. The packaging proposition is just so much easier for designers, you know, because it's flexible, it's smaller, it means we can do more with it. Exterior lighting is going to be fascinating in the future with LED lighting, because again it reduces the size of package, which means you have more freedom in packaging it. On the interior, I think the next big stage is probably not just lighting, but choosing your own colors of lighting.
Yes.
And that's coming up. I think we all kind of know that.
Let's talk a little bit more about the 75th anniversary of Jaguar. Certainly, I remember the first time I saw my first Jag here in the U.S. Do you remember the first time that you caught a glimpse of a Jag?
Yeah, the first time I became conscious of it was actually the E-Type.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing it, funnily enough, in the back of Life magazine that my grandfather used to get sent to him, an American magazine.
Wow.
And it had the XKE in the back, not even E-Type. And I said to him, God, I must have been 6 years old, I think, and said, this is a great looking car, Granddad. He said, well, let's go down to Jaguar dealership and see if there was one there. And there was. It was a red E-Type coupe.
Wow.
And that was my first real understanding of what a Jag was, yeah.
I know you can't tell us about it, but down the road we're going to be seeing some really interesting things from Jaguar, perhaps a smaller sedan, perhaps another smaller roadster, and we can't wait to see your takes on those vehicles, Ian.
Well, you're right. I can't possibly comment on them, but what I will say, there's a great amount of ambition and confidence at Jaguar at the moment. We have to move in the real world, and it's fair to say that people are wanting smaller vehicles for the obvious reasons, so it's something that's very clearly in the foremost of our mind. And I have to tell you, as you get smaller, it becomes much more challenging.
Does it?
Absolutely, because when you've got length in the car...
Yes.
You know, you remember these lovely cars in the 50s and 60s in America?
Sure.
I mean, they were so elegant because they had length.
Yes, stretch.
And the moment you try and shorten cars, that becomes quite challenging. So you have to find other ways to excite the mind and the eye. But,
yeah. Proportion-wise, I would imagine just having a smaller...
Exactly. Proportionally, a smaller car is much more difficult. You may have to go for the cute look rather than the sleek look. I don't know. I mean, that's what many did. But, yes, that's something that's going to be quite challenging.
Well, Ian, I can't wait to get over, which I'm going to do in the next hour or so, and see the concept vehicle. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, my friend. You are definitely one of my favorite guys in all of the automotive world. He is Ian Callum, the Director of Design for Jaguar. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage from L.A.
Ladies and motorheads, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.